What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you get right with God. Today, we're on episode 66. We're talking about five reasons black people reject their true identity. I'm in a series called Israel. We talked about who true Israel is. They are the black people who have been dispersed throughout the world as slaves. The people are at the bottom of society. And so when you reveal to them, either via the Bible or non-biblical evidence, people still reject it. So why are they doing that? And this is something just to understand for yourself when you are dealing with opposition from black people. So, well, this is six reasons why black people reject their identity. And the first reason is low self-esteem. They say to themselves, I cannot be great. They can't see themselves as somebody or part of a group that God would put that much, you know, energy and time into growing and building as he did Israel. So part of our low self-esteem comes from slavery. It's part of the curse. We were stripped of our heritage and stuff like that. And we were also trained to not value ourselves very much. And that was so that we could be easily controlled. And so when you don't have a lot of self-worth and value, you can be easily manipulated. And so they just can't believe it. I can't be great. I'm not part of anything like that. They actually believe the lies that the media have been telling them, that you're just a slave. You just came from slaves. You ain't nothing. And so when you tell them that, hey, you're actually the chosen people of God, you're actually the first nation that he created, to do a great thing in the world by showing his glory through you. They can't accept that because of all the low self-esteem that they have that comes from racism and parenting, poor parenting, and just the environment as a whole. And so that's what's happening there. And ain't nothing you can do about that. They have to get to a place where they want to be. They can only see themselves as valuable when they start connecting to God and getting closer to the Lord. So that's what's happening with that. That's the first one. The second reason why black people reject their identity is because a black person told them that they were an Israelite. Black people have been raised, this all goes all the way back to slavery, that somehow white people are more credible than black people. So when a black man gives you a bunch of researched, thoroughly researched information regarding who you are, you kind of just shrug it off. And this happened to me back in 2015, I think 16 or rather, when I presented the information to a person I knew. And he claimed to be a Christian or whatever, and he just rejected it. And then later on, he accepted it, but he did it because a white man made a video about the black Hebrew Israelites and exposed that they were. And he began to post it on Facebook and say, we're the Israelites because this white man said so. Now, a black man told you, you didn't accept it then, but because a white man is saying it, because in his mind, white people are more credible than black people. That's what he went for. And he never gave me credit and said, hey, I'm sorry that I doubted you or whatever. He just went along and began to believe it, but primarily because of information he was shown via white folks. And so when you do a YouTube search, you'll see white people talking about it. And sometimes you just got to show black people, see, here's white people saying that you're the Israelites. And that will probably help them, you know, and really accept it. But that's unfortunately the state of mind of a lot of black people. They don't see black people as credible. And it's the same thing with businesses. That's why we can't really support each other's businesses, because you can have two businesses on a block. One is white, one is black. They're both selling the same thing. You'll look at the black man as less professional than the white guy. This is how we were trained, how we were programmed so that we would not be unified and come together. Number three, black people reject their identity because they don't want to upset their racist white friends, the white neighborhood they're a part of, the white church they're a part of. They fit in with the white people at their church. And if they bring this up and begin to talk about that this is their heritage, that the white people are not going to like them anymore. Specifically the racist white people, because now I'm not saying all white people are going to feel that way. But they understand that blackness And when you begin to really accept and come into your own, that's not something that white people across the board like. They don't like that. And so we all know that instinctively. We've been taught that by white people. Don't get black. Don't be black. Don't be Hebrew. Don't start to move into your identity. Keep your beard low. Don't you put those cornrows in your head. Don't you be wearing locks and wearing your natural hair. Get all off of that. That's not acceptable. They know this instinctively and they're integrated and they don't want to offend these white people around them. And so they say, well, I'm not going to accept that because that's going to mess up my position in the church. I'm on the youth ministry in a white church and I'm accepted. People like me. And if I start talking about this black stuff and that I'm a Israelite and, you know, I'm the chosen people of God and Jesus is black and, you know, they see the problem already coming, you know, and so they kind of reject it and get rid of it, you know, and they say, I don't want to hear that because it's going to mess up what they're doing. And it is. That's what's happening with them. Number four, the reason why black people reject their identities is because every image they've seen of an Israelite, including Jesus Christ, is white. So all they know is white people. They watch the Ten Commandments every Easter around that time, and they see white people. All the images in their church and on their walls and on television, anytime, it's just white, 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 white. And that, you know, images are powerful. This is why the enemy changed the image of Christ and used a Caucasian and in place of a melanated black man, because they knew that this would make a great impression on your mind. And so because that's all they know, they say, no, that can't be. That's all I know is white. And so they reject it based off of that. Now, these people that, you know, if you can convince them that white people, in particular the Jews and people who are over the information, have lied to them, perhaps they can come out of that state and accept that Jesus and the Hebrews, they look like the modern day Negro, the black man. But that's just another reason why. Number five, the fifth reason why black people reject their true identity is because of the Hebrew groups who promote the idea. There are people like Israel United in Christ, which is a group of Hebrews who promote this, but they have a religion and they have, you know, teachings, and they wear the purple and gold and they're on the street corners and they're cussing out folk. They're demeaning Africans. They're demeaning white people. And they're very disrespectful, not only of each other, but other people on the corner, and they're yelling and screaming. And when people see that, they say, you know what? I can't accept this because these people are like this. And the problem is you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You can listen to somebody's message, but understand that what they are adding in with it is not true. And that's what I do on this ministry. I try to help people understand that just because this guy on the corner is disrespectful and loud and screaming at folk doesn't mean that everything he's saying is incorrect. All right. But that's just enough for some people to say, nah, because I heard that message before, that the black man is Israelite, and this guy over here is telling me that white people are going to hell and they can't be saved. And you got to keep the law. Multiple wives is okay with God and all this stuff that I've been taught that's not correct. And so when they hear that, they say, I'm not going to accept that I'm the Israelite because of what these people are saying. That's a cult. And a lot of these groups are. They're cults. And so because that's associated with the cult, I'm not going to accept it. But that's the enemy's plan. He always takes some truth and then mix in his stuff. And then those who may want to get the truth, they get repelled by it because it's mixed with something else. And so you have to be able to discern between what's good and what's not. And so that's the only thing all these groups have that is correct, that who the true Israelites are. But there's other stuff they add in. That's them. And that's the devil doing all that. You just have to, you got to cut that part out. Okay. The sixth reason, last reason, that black people reject their true identity is because they realize that they're going to have to change their life. They realize that there's a God who requires them to repent of their sins and to walk in righteousness. And they don't really want to submit to God. They want to continue to live their life their way, doing what they want to do. So they don't want to go into that whole thing, you know, of, oh, now I got to pray and talk to God and connect. I just want to live my life my way. get the Bible out, read that. I don't care nothing about that. Some of them have been bothered by church and religion. They say, this is kind of connected to religion, so I don't want to deal with that either. So, you know, they've been burned by religion. So they think, well, this is just a way of getting me back into religion. And I think religion is not good for us as Black people. And so, but ultimately deep down, it's I don't want to connect with this God, you know. And so they just reject the whole thing. So this is why they reject their identity. Okay, I'm a review. First one is low self-esteem. I just can't be great. I just can't be this nation that he formed, that he blessed. I just can't be that because I have so much low self-esteem, you know, and that comes from slavery and programming. Number two, a Black person told them. They don't see Black people as credible. They see white people as more credible. And so in some cases, a white person telling them that they are Hebrew, you know, leads them to accept it. But because a Black person told, they're less likely to accept the message. And unfortunately, I have not provided any non-biblical information regarding who the Hebrews are, evidences rather, from anybody that's not a Hebrew. So if you've seen the last sermon where I give you, well, the last article where I give you all the links to the videos, the books, these are all by Hebrews, it's all about Black people. And they did their thorough research, okay? And who better to do it but the person who is a Hebrew? You know, you can't rely on the other nations to help you out, find out who you are. And so these Black men did their thorough due diligence to find out who they were. And they wrote books, they made documentaries. And so I present that information on the site, and you're just gonna have to deal with that. And once you begin to grow in your understanding how the world works and who the enemy is and how he works, we know the enemy is a liar. And his people are liars. And once you get to a place where you see that, you need to second question and third, you know, question what white folks are saying to you, what they're teaching you in churches. If it's coming out of a white man's mouth, you need to question it a couple of times. You can't just accept it or stay in this mindset that white people are more credible than Black people, you know. You know, once you get to a place, you're more likely to listen to somebody who's Black rather than somebody who's white telling you about this stuff. And I've seen this stuff online. The white man will come out and say the Black people are the Israelites. Then he'll interject some other stuff that's disrespectful to Black people, that you can see his arrogance in the way his tone. On some level, he doesn't have a remorse as a white man for the mistreatment that his people have inflicted on Black people. So you can kind of hear that, and like he's talking to you, but yo, man, I don't want to hear from you, man. You want to sit up here and tell me the truth, but you still arrogant. You don't have no contrite heart about what your people doing. You know, so I don't want to listen to you. So when I hear somebody say, hey, a white man's talking about the Black people out of Israel, I don't care nothing about that. I already know, but I don't need proof from some white dude to tell me. You know, I've already accepted from my own personal study of the scriptures. And then I've seen non-biblical evidence from other Hebrews who did their thorough research, and it made enough sense for me to say, okay, that's the truth. And I hope that as you mature and grow in this understanding, that you are like that as well. Don't be a person that just needs to have validation from white people or have to see stuff from white people to feel like it's credible. Third reason is you don't want to upset racist white people. So you're part of a white group of people. You fit in with them real well. And you know, if you start bringing up that you are God's original nation, that's going to stir up some trouble, and it's going to be people that ain't going to like you. They already don't like you. They just keeping it a secret, and they want you to stay asleep. And now you want to wake up. Are they really your friends? You know, if they really your friends, they would grow with you and accept this understanding and this truth. Number four, people reject the true identity because every depiction of a Hebrew, Israelite, Jesus Christ is a white person. So they just can't fathom that, you know. Number five, the behavior of some Hebrew groups, particularly the United in Christ groups, and they stand on the corner and they, you know, because of their behavior, people associate everything negative with that. And so they throw the baby out with the bathwater. Okay. You can't do that. Finally, people realize they're going to have to change their life because there's a God that requires something of them. And so they say, you know what? I'm not going to accept that. I don't want to get into all of that. So those are the six reasons that people reject their identity. If you have any more, you can email me or place them in the comment section while it's still open. And so that's just something to think about as you go forward, because people will be resistant to you telling them this. And I encourage everybody, just get a firm understanding for yourself when you get this information, and don't be trying to be a evangelist for people's identity. You know, just chill, get it straight for yourself. And then later on, you know, when you feel led by the Spirit to tell somebody, go. But don't just jump out and start telling everybody, because you're going to run into a lot of opposition. They need to be ready and primed to hear by the Holy Spirit. Okay? That's how that works. Don't just go out and start telling everybody, because you're going to run into these six problems, you know, and they're not going to receive it. Those are my reasons. And I would say that this is what you'll run into, but I would say just focus on, you know, studying, getting closer to God for yourself. And that's all I got to say for you. Until next time, walk in the Spirit. If you're not born again, read the gospel, accept it, and be blessed.